A consortium of groups working to protect Caddo Lake will hold a community meeting tomorrow in Karnak, Texas, to discuss conservation and restoration efforts in the watershed. The meeting is an annual event coinciding with World Wetlands Day. The agenda is loaded with items that weigh heavily on the lake, from the ongoing introduction of paddlefish to the control of the invasive aquatic plant giant salvinia by using weed-eating weevils. Rick Lowry is executive director of the Caddo Lake Institute. He says a new project with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department will use specially trained dogs that can sniff out invasive species, even invisible ones to the human eye, like zebra mussel larvae.
The expense of having a dog and a handler at all boat ramps, you know, is too much. But it's good for education. It gets people to realize that these invasive species can travel easily on your boat when you can't even see it. Or you might miss it.
Texas partnered on this experiment with Bozeman, Montana-based Working Dogs for Conservation. Executive Director Pete Copalillo says his organization trains rescue dogs for a variety of missions worldwide and has a growing business in rooting out invasive species. He says there are several advantages for using dogs to detect these pests. They're fast, friendly, and thorough.
For things like inspecting boats or, you know, doing anti-trafficking work in Africa, you know, inspecting vehicles for ivory or rhino horn or something, it takes a person searching. It may take them up to an hour to search a vehicle, and same for a visual inspection of a boat. But a dog can do a boat or a vehicle in 3 or 4 minutes.
The meeting will conclude with a raffle drawing of Shreveport painter Ron Atwood's print Mossy Break, a signature cypress forest view of Caddo Lake. The print is signed on the back by musician Don Henley, a longtime guardian of Caddo Lake. The meeting is set for 6 tomorrow at the Karnak Community Center. Raffle tickets proceeds will benefit a weevil-growing greenhouse.